Everybody, and good morning, and welcome to the Inner Harbor Cast. And this morning, it's all about our community connections. And proud to have in the Inner Harbor Media Studios, Kristen Wright, who is the Operations and Marketing Director of Father Chaplains Guardian Angel Society. Is that right? Did
that
I get
is,
it right?
Absolutely.
It's like a long name, but I know I've actually talked to others within the organization, and it's always a pleasure to have that opportunity and to talk and talk about Father Chaplain and, you know, what you do for the youth in our community or those that need some education as well. You have some great events. We're going to talk about that. But first of all, tell us a little bit of, you know, Father Chaplain. Who was he? What has he done? And where are we today?
Yeah, so Father Chaplain was a Catholic priest in the Syracuse community for several years. He worked at several different churches, and he was a pillar in this community for sure. I always joke everywhere I go, I never got to meet him myself, but I get to learn so many different stories, and I feel like I know him now through that. Mm-hmm, you know, he always had candy for the kids. He always was able to talk to anybody and make them feel like they were the only person in the room, and we really try to live by how he lived, and we really am so honored to live on his legacy because education was so important to him, which is why the Guardian Angel Society was created.
And how long ago was that created?
That was 1997.
Wow.
So okay. We are on 27 years this year.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He realized 27 years ago that graduation rates were not great in the city of Syracuse. I think it was 38% back then.
No way. Wow. Yeah.
And so he wanted to do something about it. Mm-hmm. So he created the Guardian Angel Society to help underprivileged youth go to parochial school, which is why we offer that tuition aid, the mentorship, and the tutorship, because he also thought that that was important as well.
Yeah, because without that, you can't go.
Exactly.
Right? So being able to provide that to those in need or those that are not getting an education like they should be, this is one way that Father could help out. In turn, everybody can help out.
Yeah.
So it kind of, So how long have you been there?
I have been there since September of 2020.
Wow.
So a couple of years now.
yeah. Kind of being the operations and marketing director, you have a lot on your plate, I would assume.
Yeah. Operations is a catch-all for everything. Yeah.
And you got to get the message out there.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun to be able to do that. And it's so important to be able to do stuff like this, which is why we're always so thankful when we get to do stuff like this. Because we really can't do this without the community's support.
Well, we can't do what we do without your support. So it all kind of goes together. We were talking before the lights and the cameras went on about the fact that producer Carol and myself used to work somewhere else. Father Chaplain would come in and just say a few words. And when he walked through those glass doors from where we were, I'm getting chicken noodles talking about this, but it's just all the stress and everything just seemed to go away while he was in our offices. And I'm serious. Look at, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
So, it was just the way it was. And I know he's probably, that's why I have goosebumps, because he's maybe breathing down the back of my neck right now or something watching this. But it's just, you know, he's such a great guy and very understanding, and everything that he believed in and what he preached was hopefully what, you know, most of us believe in as well. Just made us a better person, made me a better person. So
yeah, I'm a better person. Eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it was back in the early 2000s that producer Carol and myself were over there, and, you know, we were able to experience a lot of that, which is pretty cool. So this, obviously with the Father Chaplain's Guardian Angel Society, you need to have funds. You need to be able to provide for the youth that need to get an education. You want to help out where you can help out. Where do a lot of these funds come from?
All of our funds come from donors, essentially. So we can apply to grants and things like that, but there's no state or government funding for our type of stuff. So everything is literally out of the goodness of our donors' hearts. And we are blessed with generous people. But it's these big fundraisers and stuff and getting more people involved, because we also like to say, you know, it's time, treasure, and talent as well. If you can't afford, you know, I get it. I'm a young person myself. Mm-hmm. I can't afford to give a bunch of money to places.
No, exactly.
But I can definitely volunteer my time. And
that's
just as important for us as well, which is the benefit of having that mentor tutor program as well for us. Mm-hmm. You can mentor a kid.
There you go. So it's not only the monetary side of things. Mm-hmm. It's if you can't do that, which you were just speaking of, it's people like myself, or maybe I have a friend that wants, you know, I can't do that, but you know what? I want to give my time, which is just as valuable. So you take volunteers, you do it. And how does one become a volunteer?
So if you go to our website, which is guardianangelsoc.org, there's a volunteer application that goes directly to my email address, as a matter of fact. And then I talk with Jill, who's our program person. She's our development program director, well, manager rather. And she helps coordinate all of that to make sure that we can have everybody up to date with all the trainings and everything like that, so we can get them into those schools talking to those kids. And if that's not your thing, we also have committees where you can help us put on these type of events.
Okay.
So if I know my twin sister's an event person, right? So I always call her and I'm like, hey, use your event stuff for me. So stuff like that.
I love it. I love it. Now, Father Champlin, he would have been 93?
94.
He
would have been 94 in May.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he was 1929.
94.
No, 30, rather.
Yeah. You know, I know you had a big event when he turned 93. You were doing $93 certificates to the In Between, I believe, in Camillus. I think that was.
We are still doing that.
You are still. So now they're 94. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah. So Chris Sesta from the In Between is such a good friend to the society.
Yes.
I was actually on the phone with him yesterday. It's their 50th anniversary this year, too, which is great.
Okay.
But he is so generous where he partners with us, where if you give us a $94 donation this year, in honor of Father's birthday, you all go ahead and get a $94 certificate to the In-Between, and you can go have dinner there.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, $94 will get you one heck of a meal, if you know what I mean.
And as you know, I'm sure you've been to the In-Between.
The food
is top-notch.
I grew up in Camillus, so I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's an awesome opportunity. And they could just go to the website and do that as well.
Yes.
You know, go to the website, make your monetary donation, and you get that in return.
Yep. There's a part on the shop for the In-Between certificate specifically.
That's one event. That's helping you raise some much needed funds. But what about the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah.
I know you guys go all out each and every year for this event.
Yeah. So this is our fourth Kentucky Derby party. We've been doing it for 4 years now. We had to pause a little bit during COVID, but we aren't going to talk about that.
No, we don't go back to those days.
But this is our fourth one. So it started in 2019. But what we do is 300 of our closest friends go to the Marriott Syracuse downtown, and we watch the Kentucky Derby party live. We have a Southern buffet brought to you by the Marriott. That's really good. You dance the night away with Atlas playing
Love
as
it.
The band. There's a pick a pony contest. There's the hat contest and the best dressed contest. And then we also have a wine pull, which is new the last year or two.
I love that.
And then we have 10th Mountain Whiskey comes all the way from Vail, Colorado, and brings us all the whiskey, which is why all of us get a mint julep, because that's our Kentucky Derby drink.
Yes.
Everybody dresses up. It's a super fun event.
So you wear the hats and all that.
Well, yes, absolutely. Yeah. We have the dresses, we have the hats. We always have the gentlemen, the pastel suits, which is always fun.
Yeah.
It's such a fun event because you can also wear ridiculous things that you never get to wear anywhere
else. Exactly. You can have fun doing that. And I don't know if you mentioned this or not, and I apologize if I missed it, but do you do like the best dressed and stuff like that?
Yeah. So we have a best dressed contest. So it's best dressed woman, man, and hat. Because the hat's such a big thing. And then we also have really, really great raffle baskets as well. We usually have 20 to 25 raffle baskets.
Is it like a silent auction, or you just write down?
Yeah, we usually have a silent auction, and then you can get raffle tickets as well for raffle baskets.
And 100% of this goes back to Father Champlin's Guardian Angel Society.
To our mission, absolutely.
Yeah, to the mission of providing a good education for those youth that need it.
Yeah.
So I like that. So if I wanted to go, what do I need to do to get involved?
Yeah. So if you want to go to our Kentucky Derby party, you can call our office at 315-422-7218. And any of us on the phone can help you out with getting your tickets. You can also go online, as I've mentioned a couple times now, our website, it's right there. And we can just go from there. There's several different options. We have sponsorships available as well. If you have a company that's really interested.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because we get a lot of those businesses that watch our Inner Harbor cast because we're so involved in the community that they're going to go, this is a cool event. How do I get involved? So they just go to the website.
Yep. You can go to the website or give us a call. And if you have any questions, all of us are available to answer any questions in the office. It's $95 a ticket if you're going, you know, just yourself. And it's a ton of fun. That gets
it
you
sounds like a ton of fun. And every year I've spoken to somebody from Father Champlin's Guardian Angel Society about this event. And it just seems like, you know, to be honest with you, it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better and better. You know, it's always been great. Don't get me wrong, but it just seems like there's always something bigger and better every year. And it's just great. Now, this is, of course, somebody that wants to give. It's a tax write-off as well, correct?
Yep.
It's a 501c3.
We are a 501c3. Okay. Yeah. So donations are deductible.
Yeah. So we are talking with Krista Wright, who's the Operation and Marketing Director, Father Champlin's Guardian Angel Society. Do you have any other big events, or is this like the major event?
Yeah. So we have, this is our signature event. So this is the biggest event we do, but throughout the year, we also have a golf tournament in August.
If that's
more your speed, it's out in Radisson, on the Radisson golf course in Baldwinsville, beautiful area.
Yes, it is.
So that's August 8th this year. We have a St. Patrick's Day event in March because we have a couple Irish board members and it's a ton of
fun. Is that where they cook the food or somebody, what happened? I know it's after the fact now, but maybe for next time around, do you have a restaurant involved or do you have a chef come in and cook? If I remember correctly, there was something that you guys were doing.
So this year, Green Hills Farms catered for us and it was absolutely fantastic. Green Hills is always great. And the Taunton Fire Department hosted us. So that was super cool. Father Champlin was a priest on the West Side for a very, very long time. So we love going back to the West Side. It feels like home for us.
I'm from the West Side.
So. Yep. It feels like home. So Taunton was super generous and opened up their doors for us to be able to do that this year.
Absolutely. So you had that event. You've got the Kentucky Derby. You've got the $94 monetary donation. And the in-between will give you $94 certificate. Anything else?
Just that golf tournament.
Wow, that's huge, though.
Yeah.
You know, golf is huge. There's no doubt about that. Around here, it's really big. And if you can get a team together, and even if you don't play golf, why not? I mean, it's all for a great cause.
Yeah, I have no idea how to play golf, but I have a ton of fun.
But you have a ton of fun. Yeah, exactly. It's what it's all about. Again, talking to Krista Wright, the Operations and Marketing Director for Father Champlin's Guardian Angel Society. I want to make sure I get that right. Yeah. Again, what is the website?
It's www.guardianangelsoc.org.
There you go. And what are you going to find on the website?
You'll find information about the society. You'll figure out how to be able to volunteer if you want to be able to volunteer. And we have a shop that has all of our events.
I was going to ask about buying stuff. So you can do it all right there online.
Yep. There's a little shop.
You can't beat that.
Shop section right there on the main banner.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and chatting a little bit on the Inner Harbor Cast as we, you know, we're so involved in the community here with the four radio stations that we have in Inner Harbor Media. And that's what we're about. We're about Hometown Proud. You're about Hometown Proud. Speaking of that, the Father Chaplain's Guardian Angel Society, is this the only place in the country that we have something like this?
Yeah, so Syracuse, we only support the kids in Syracuse.
Okay.
So we give $85,000 in tuition assistance to underprivileged kids in Syracuse every year. They go and we follow them K through 12, unlike other scholarship programs, which is what's cool. So once a kid starts with us in kindergarten, they have us through graduation because that's our goal. And we can boast that Father Champlin's Guardian Angel Society does have a 100% graduation rate.
I love that. And I remember that fact. And that's so cool. One thing I didn't ask him before we let you go today, how does somebody get involved in getting the tuition assistance?
Right. So if right now, the way it works is our kids go to Cathedral Academy at Pompeii. We will continue to support children after Cathedral Academy at Pompeii closes. Obviously, everybody's heard about that. And then they have we have an application on our website for tuition aid.
Okay.
So as long as they started as a Catholic elementary school, specifically Cathedral Academy at Pompeii right now, they go on to the Catholic high schools and we follow them from there.
And the thing to do is jump on the website, fill out the application, and then you take it from there.
Yep. For all of our underprivileged and the development directors at the cathedral, the Catholic schools are really good with working with us to be able to get that through.
Absolutely. You know what? You're wonderful. You're blessed.
Yes.
And
you're so happy.
You know, we're talking to Krista. I knew I would say that sooner or later. Okay. Krista Wright, the operations and marketing director of Father Champlin's Guardian Angel Society. Big thank you for being here today. It's such a pleasure to meet you. I look to having the opportunity to do this again soon. And we can't wait for the Kentucky Derby party. Get all the information on the website, and we'll post it right below as well in the comments. So there you go. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
It's a pleasure. Okay.